Gemara quotes as if two different drushes, as if you have to make up your mind whether you hold from drusha A or drusha B, as if they're both machloikis amarayim, which is the correct drusha from the pasuk. So the one drusha was Rav Yosef Yitaim Rav Yitzchak Kol Amugnim Pasuk Zamugnim Bebracha, as if this is a din deraisa. Gemara presents it as if this were a din deraisa. The shivus aminim is a din deraisa. Your aim of being bekurim elam shivus aminim. It is a din deraisa. The significance of the shivus aminim. It's not some story. Eretz Yisrael is nishtapcha with the fact that it has shivus aminim. It's negel halacha for the purpose of bekurim. Some shanim say it's negel halacha for the purpose of chumas amaisis. We only chayv in chumas amaisis. We paskin chumas amaisis deraisis only dogin tirish for yitzur. And some other Rishonim say all the shivus aminim. That's not the accepted opinion. And this Gemara presents it keilu kol amuknam epasad muknam lebracha is a din deraisa. Then the Gemara says, well, you got to make up your mind. It's either that or this. The other drasha is kol apasad gazel shiurim nema. All of the shiurim. What are the shiurim? Chita is kedei achilas pras pas chita meis berachol beliftan. Yeah. Then seira is the etzim kiseira, the tiny barley grain. Teeny weeny barley grain, very tiny. That's metame b'magamasa ena metame b'oihal. Gefen is revius yayin lenozir. A revius is a beitza machza. Revius is the volume of a beitza machza. So whatever it is, it's going to be a beitza machza. So what has it got to do with gefen? So that's what Rashi and Tosis explain. If you're eating, what's the din? The nozer is not permitted to eat grapes, he's not permitted to drink wine, he's not permitted to eat lulovim, chatzan v'zagim v'lulovim. What's the shear in order to get malchus? One time holds kol shehula malchus. Shimon holds kol shehula malchus. We don't pass like Rav Shimon, we pass you have to eat a kashir. So what's the shear? So the shear, the Rambam writes, the shear for macholas hasuris is kazais, the shear for drinking is revius. So here, he's eating lulovim, he's eating the parts of the tree. He's eating the pits. The chatzanim are the machlug satanim, but the chatzanim are the pits, or zagim are the pits. Chatzanim and zagim, one refers to the pits and one refers to the shell on the outside of the grape. The machlug satanim, which is the pits, which is the shell. So he's eating things that are bechalal, they're not oichal, it's not mashke, and it's still awesome to eat. So what's the shear for malchus? So Rashi and Tosis are interpreting that there's a machlug satanim in Nozir. What's the shear? It doesn't make sense to have a kazais, it doesn't make sense to have a revius. It's not a roichel, it's not a mashke, it's from Alice. It's a superman, it's a ganze, a different thing. It's not a bird, it's not a plane. So what should the shear be? So this Gemara is working on the assumption the shear is revius. Shear is revius. So what's revius? The volume of a beitza machza, right? So figure out a beitza machza. So get a container, the volume of a beitza machza, and fill it up with lulavim. Fill it up with chatzanim and zagim and see if you have it. So Rashi and Tosis explain, though, you figure it out by liquid displacement. That's a tosefta. That you have a container full of liquid and you drop in the amount of lulovim and chatzanim and zagim from the grapevine that the nazir ate, and you see how much liquid will overflow. If the liquid that overflows will be a revius, then it's considered that the volume of the stuff that you dropped in is revius, because that's how much liquid displacement there was. So what kind of liquid should you put to displace? I would have put water. So that's what this brisa says, no. That's what the Tosefta spells out, that you do liquid displacement of wine. You fill up a barrel of wine to the top, and then you start dropping in chatzan and vizagim, the amount of chatzan, the volume of chatzan zagim that the nazir ate. How do you know? How do you know he was eating chatzan zagim? How do you know exactly how much he ate? It's not easy. Okay, so if the yadim are not sure, so it'll be a suffix malchus. He won't give a malchus. Okay, they want him in advance. Don't eat the chatzan zagim. We may give you malchus, and then you're gonna have to measure later on. Did he eat kazayis? Did he eat revius? Not a kazayis. Did he eat revius? This price is going with the shita. He has to eat a revius of it. If you would have had water displacement, it would have been, the water starts to overflow when the container is full, the water is going to overflow right away. The wine is not going to overflow right away because it's thicker. So it's going to hold together. So in order to get the revius of wine to overflow, you're going to have to put in more chatzanim and zagim. So that's what it means. The word gefen in the Chumash, kidei revius yayin anozit. Normally you wouldn't measure like that. Normally when you're measuring, let's say, orange juice, a revius of orange juice, a revius of wine, a revius of anything, you don't do displacement. A revius means a volume of a beitza machzeh. It's a new din over here. And by all other oichlim, the shir is kazayis. You don't do a displacement. A kazayis is a volume also. A kazayis is a volume, and a revius is a beitza machzeh is a volume. And over here, there's a tosefta that it goes with liquid displacement and the displacement of wine. So you're going to need more of the lulavim, the chatzanim, and the zagim to drop into the container in order to get the revius of wine to overflow as opposed to revius of water. Okay, so that's the gefen. That's the shear for gefen. What is te'ena? Te'ena is a fig. So a dried out fig is one of the shirim kegrageres lohitzoa Shabbos. Okay? What's the din on Shabbos? Hoitzoa is one of the obvious malachas. So every malacha you have to do a kishir. In order to be chayiv chatas, in order to be chayiv misa, you have to do kishir. So by hoitzoa you have a series of prokim and mishnayis. Every item has a different shir. If you're carrying a piece of wood, it's such a shir. If you carry a piece of parchment, it's such a shir. Carry a piece of paper, it's such a shir. Shir chashivis. You should be able to use it for something. A piece of metal is such a shear. What if you carry food? So if it's Michael Adam, so the shear is always ki gregeris. So gregeris is a dried out fig. The eno is a shear, namely ki gregeris lotzah Shabbos. Rimonim is also a shear. Kidisnan called clay balabatim, shearing ki rimonim. What's the deal? If you have a kli, it's mekabel tumah, it calls man that it's functional. After it breaks, it's no longer functional, so it's not mekabel tumah. So how broken does it have to be that you consider it that not useful? So Rashi on the top of Amid Beis explains this shear is for clay balabatim clay uman avol shel uman. Rashi says Amid Limkar lahabishur behachi. If they have a store and they're selling pottery, they're selling pots or earthenware or something, it has a little hole in it, the customers are not going to buy. They go to a different store. They're not going to buy it. So if it has a little hole, it's already not mekabel tumah. But clay balabatim, after the customer bought it already, and it gets a little hole, he's not going to throw it out, unless you're talking about the gevirah. They'll throw it out right away. But the hamayinam, I'm not going to throw out the kli right away. Called clay balabatim, if it gets a little hole, so you won't use it for soup anymore. You'll use it to hold nuts. And if it gets such a big hole that the nuts are falling through, so you use it to hold oranges. And if the oranges are falling through, so you'll use it to hold grapefruits. If the grapefruits are falling through, so he's not going to use it for anything, then he's going to throw it out in the garbage. That's the din called clay balabatim shiuran kimaitzi rima. If the rimanim will fall out, so that's considered a broken kli. And when it's broken, it's not makabel tumah. And even if it was tummy from beforehand, once it gets broken, so it becomes tohar. Shviras hakli is metar, because it's no longer a kli. And then the pasuk concludes, Eretz Eshem and Advash, what shiurim do you have, zayis? So he says, Eretz, kol shiurim akizayis, all the shiurim akizayis. So Gemara says, wait a minute, kol shiurim salkadaitach, hikinach, hikahanach, the Amor, we just said a whole bunch, we just said five that are not kizayis. So the Gemara says, no, it means rov shiurim akizayis. Most of the shurim are usually kezayis. Rashi writes, chel of adam, pigol ben oisim. Dam is the problem we spoke about. The Rambam writes that dam is kezayis. The Rambam also writes, like Rashi, dam is kezayis. So that's the question. Dam is the chalikwitz. Why should it be kezayis? Why shouldn't it be revius? So the way we explain that the Mishnah Berurah quoted the chayei hodam, that the shear for bracha achrayna on soup is kezayis, not revius, because it doesn't, the difference between a noichel and a mashke is not the difference between a liquid and a solid, but rather the difference between a beverage and a food. So even though soup is very liquidy, let's say you have a very thin soup that pours like water, it's liquidy, but still it's a meichel, it's not a mashke. People don't drink it when they're thirsty, unless they have nothing else to drink, they have no prayer. But normally people drink soup when they're hungry, they want to fill themselves up on it. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens from the Chayei Adam, that the shear for bracha achrayna on soup is kezayis, is not revi. So then you understand misnama dam. There are people who drink dam, but they drink dam like soup. They drink it because it's healthy. They don't drink it because they're thirsty. They feel that it has a lot of nutritional value. In the slaughterhouses, the Nochma who work there drink the dam. they think that it's very healthy. Maybe it is healthy. They're healthier than the shochtim, so maybe it's because they drink all the dam. So that's one simple pshat. Is that we mentioned the Miri in the beginning of Eridin, right? So dam korush is kazais. The pashtus is coming to answer this kasha. Why should dam be kazais? Why shouldn't it be radis? So he says if it's dam korush, if it's congealed, then it's kazais. If it'll be liquidy, then he holds that it won't be radis. That's the pashtus in the Miri. The one who published the Miri was somehow thought that there's a problem here. So reinterpreted the Miri. Simple pshat in Miri makes very good sense. He says only dam korish kazais. If it would be liquid, it would be revis. Then we mentioned the Menachas Chinuch has a different mahalach. He says since the Chumash writes called dam lo sechelo, it doesn't say lo sishtu. So since the prohibition is formulated in the Chumash in the Loshen Achila, so that's why the shear for Malkus will be kazais. It all depends how it's formulated in the Chumash. Okay. Three different possibilities on this Rambam, on this Rashi. The Rashi and the Rambam both say that dam is kazais, even though it's liquidy, the shear is not revius. Okay. So that's rob shear el kazais. Rashi writes, chelu adam pigol v'noisa. The chelu and the pigol v'noisa, that we understand. The dam is the questionable line in the Rashi. That's eretz zeis, shemen. Zayis is kazaisim. That's a common shear. What's devash? Devash is not devash devorim. It's rather dvash tamorim. So what shear do you have based on tamorim? So the Gemara says, kosevis agasa miyam kippurim, that Yisra achila on Yom Kippur depends on shear kosevis agasa. Kazais depends on kazais benini that we had before. And kosevis miyam kippurim depends on kosevis agasa. Sure. So the Gemara presents it as if these are two drushes on the pasuk. Either the pasuk goes for this drusha, the pasuk goes for that drusha. You can't say it goes for both drushes. The pasuk is either used up for A or for B. The question is, neither of these seem to be real bona fide drushes. The pashtus is that they're all a bichas hanen, and the whole story is only midirabbanan. So the whole thing is only an asmachta. And this, with all of the shiurim, this is also just an asmachta. So the whole Gemara is strange. So the Gemara says ve'idach, and what does the first madama say? First madama holds that the pasuk only goes for the seder kedima. In the Birchas Hanen, in Kolamukdam, a pasuk Mukdam Lebroche. So what's going to be with the Shiurim? So he says, what do you mean? The pasuk doesn't say a word about Shiurim. The Shiurim are all Halacha Moshe Misinai. The pasuk is only an Asmachta. The Pashta says that his drosha is also only an Asmachta. But which Michael has Kedima? Chita, Sarev, Geffen, Atenimim. The whole thing is only Asmachta. So you can have 10 Asmachtas on the same pasuk. The Gemara usually assumes you can't have two drushes, a drush Gemara, din deraisa, so you can't have either darshan like this or darshan like that. But if you're talking about asmachta, so you can still use the same pasuk for asmachta for many things. So the Gemara presents it, kilu, the drusha for the shiurim, that's asmachta. Because the Gemara says in Erevin and in Sukkah, the shiurim chatzitz and mechitzin is halachal moshe misinan. So all the shiurim are all halachal moshe misinan. So this whole pasuk is only an asmachta. Does the pasuk really talk about shiurim? Ella, what's the girsa on the side? Ella hilchus aninu. It's all halacha moshe misinai. Across machta b'yalma. Yeah, our girsa in the Gemara is problematic. The Gemara is ella midirabbanan. Across machta. What do you mean? All the shiurim are midirabbanan. That's a big problem. The Gemara says in Sukkah and Erevin shiurim halacha moshe misinai. That's one of the three things. Shiurim chatzitz and mechitzin is halacha moshe misinai. So the Maariz Chayis has a whole long essay about this, and in his comments in the end of the Gemara, in the back of the Gemara, he always refers you to his essay. There is a Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi seems to imply that they had a halacha Moshe Mesinai, a whole list of 50 different shurim, a tefach and an amo, and dalat tvachim, and dalat amas, and eser amas, and a kazais, and a revias, and a kibetz, and a kigregeris, and a kakasavis agasa, a whole list of all the possible shurim, eser amo, a whole list of possible shiur. And then, it's up to the Chacham to decide which shiur they're going to apply to what. So they're not going to use the shiur Eser Amos for Pigal Nois Atomet. Of course, they're going to use a volume shiur. So they had a choice of either using Kazayas, Krogeris, Kibetza, Revias. So they decided that's going to be Kazayas and that's going to be Revias. So that's the other gear, Ela Midirabbanan across Machmi Yam. It doesn't mean it's Midirabbanan. It means there was a halacha l'moshe misinai, what a list of all of the shiurim, that halacha l'moshe misinai, the list of all the shiurim, and who determined what should be what, that's la misara ha-kosav el-lach ha-chamim. That doesn't mean the Rabban. You have the Gemara says regarding Melechus Chalamoid, the Gemara Chagiga should have been in the Gemara Moed Katan. Moed Katan is all about Malachis Chalamoid. Moed Katan is the minute she Yontif, that's Chalamoid. Beitza is about Yontif, Shabbos about Shabbos, and Moed Katan is about Chalamoid. So the Gemara happens to be, the Mikra happens to be in Chagiga, in the second parakah in Chagiga. So the Gemara says that from the Psukim is mashma a little bit that Malach is also on Chalamoid, but on the other hand it says Malach is only also on Yontif. So Chalamoid is not going to be the same as Yontif, but it's not the same as the weekdays, so it's in between. So how did you determine what's also what's mutter? So you have all the Mishnayos, Maisa Umen and Dabar HaAved and all the different rules, Tzorchei Amoid and so on and so forth. Lo Misara Kosev Elo LaChachamim. So there's a Machlokes in Tosfos in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? So that's the first the Rosh in Moed Katan quotes it. This Machlokes. So what does it mean Lo Misara Kosev Elo LaChachamim? So some Rishonim understand that Malachas Chalamoid is only forbidden midirabbanan. That's how the Mechaber paskins. The Torah gave the rabbis the authority to make up, to invent dinim derabbanan. So one of the dinim derabbanan that they invented was Malachas Chalamoid. And the Ramoah paskins, like the other Rishonim, that L'Masar HaKos V'Elach HaChamim means that it's a din deraisa that's up to the Chachamim to determine what the guidelines are. You look in the Chumash, it's unclear. It sounds like there is an Issa Malach HaChalamoid, but it's not the same as Yonta, but it's not the same as Chol. It's somewhere in between. So how do you determine what the guidelines are? So it's a din deraisa, but it's up to the Chachamim. That's what the case of Mishnah writes, and the Darkei Tshuva elaborates upon this regarding the din of Darkei Hu Amori, that the Pasuk says in Chumash that L'Selcho B'chukas Hagoy, so what's included, let's say, to eat French fries. To eat French fries is also because the French invented it. To eat southern fried chicken. You're not allowed to eat southern fried chicken because the Nochem invented it in the southern part of the United States. No, the answer is, whatever makes sense, the French eat it because it's tasty, so we can eat it also. And the southern fried chicken tastes good, so you're allowed to. Let's say the non-Jews came up with the idea that in the summertime we wear summer clothes, and in the wintertime we wear winter clothes. So we're not allowed to do that because it was originated by the non-Jews. No, whatever makes sense, it's not called chukas agoyim. Whatever does make sense, dumb styles, something that's just superstitious, that you're not permitted to go, but Darkei HaMori. So how do you determine any given generation whether something is a Darkei HaMori or not? So that's what the Kesa Mishnah says, and the Darkei Tshuva elaborates on this, L'Masara Kosvei L'Chacham. It's up to the Chachamim in every generation to determine what's included in Darkei HaMori, what's not. But once they determine what's included, the Pashto says that that's a din d'oraisa. So that's what the Maariv Chayis has this whole essay that the Gemara says the Shiur Mahalachal Moshe Misinai, and here it says that it's Midirabbanan. So he puts the two together based on Yerushalmi. They had a list of Shiurim, the Halachal Moshe Misinai, they had a Masor. But then which Shiur applies to which particular situation, whether the Shiur should be Dalet Tvochama, Gimel Tvochama, Dalet Amos, or Esri Mamo, or Eser Amos, whatever, all the different shurim or kazayis, kibetz, what volume, the different volumes. So that's midirabbanim, but it doesn't mean midirabbanim. Midirabbanim means la masara kasvel lachachamim, and it becomes a din deraisa. Midirabbanim akru asmach to be home. Rabbi Chana Basman has an essay that's entitled Kuntres Dibre Seifer. So he deals with the relationship between dinim midirabbanim and dinim deraisa. How do they relate? Different cases. How do they relate? Whether din derabbanan has a status of a din on the level of deraisa. To what extent does it play a role on the level of deraisa? Do you totally ignore all the dinim derabbanan? So in the middle of that kuntres dibre sofrim, he has one section about this topic. If you have a situation like malachas chalamoid, the way the Ramah paskens that malachas chalamoid is deraisa. The difference halacha l'maaseh between the mechaber and the ramah. The mechaber paskin malachas chalamoid is only the rabbanon. The ramah paskin the isa malachas chalamoid is deraisa. So the difference is when you have an ibay de loiv shita and the gemara moed katan with any particular malacha is also ramuta. So gemara says teku. So if it's only the rabbanon, so you say teku be the rabbanon, you go lekula. And if it's a malacha there, and if malacha and chalamoid is an issa deraisa, an issue deraisa, so then you would go lechumer. So that happens to be the machloek, the not gemini between the chab and the ramah. The gemara has more than one ibay de leiv shita in moed katan. So the mechaber goes lehokel and the ramah goes lehachmer. Rabbi Kivega points out that this is leshitosam. Well, the first sif in ilchas chalamoid, the mechaber and the ramah argue whether malachas chalamoid is deraisa the rabbanon. And based on that argument, chaps and afkamina, what do you do by an ibayd leiv shita? So Rabbi Hanan raises this topic regarding the nature of the din of La Mesar HaKos Ve'el LaChacham. We know that regarding dinim deraisa, the rule is Ein Lucha Lo Shefet Shebi Amecha Vosel Lo Shefet Shehiyah Bayamim Ha'im, that the Bezdin in every generation is entitled to their opinion, even if it's in disagreement with the earlier Rabbanim who were greater B'chachma V'minyin. When it comes to repealing a rabbinic enactment, to be Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatol Divi Bezdin HaChaver, they want to be Mevatol Atakon the Rabbanon, so then the later Bezdin has to be greater B'chachma V'minyin than the earlier Bezdin. But if you're talking about a real din deraisa, they don't have to be greater. So Rabbi Hanan is not sure what's the din over here. Let's say the Bezdin established, probably the Anshaykh Nesagdol established the whole system of Malachas Chalamoid. So let's say I'll come a later Bezdin and they want to make a different Kviyas. They want to change the whole system of Malachas Chalamoid. They're not Psukim and Chumash. It's Lamasar Kosvel Lachacham. So does a later Bezdin, do you say, well, it's a din deraisa? So the later Bezdin has a right to express their opinion, even though it's in disagreement with the earlier Bezdin. That's one side. Or should I say no? The Torah left it hanging, and they left it up to the Rabbanim at some time in the future to establish what the din should be. Once the din was established, it's as if that's what it says in the Chumash. Once the din was established, whichever was the first Bezdin to be Kaveya, which malachas arasa, which malachas amuta chalamoid, so they win, and it's considered as if that's what it says in Chumash. How can a later bezin overturn it, even if the greater bechachma v'minyan? How can they overturn it? That's the pshat in the Chumash. The Ribbono Shel Olam left it vague, and he left it up, and he left it vague for someone to establish in the future what the pshat is. Once you know that's the pshat, so that's the pshat. So you can't. There's no room to negotiate at all. Maybe I should say no. Maybe. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there as a Tikkun. Where did we get that din de Rabbanan from? That if the earlier Bezdin made a Takana de Rabbanan, a later Bezdin can only repeal it if they're greater B'chachma V'minyan. Usually say, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there as a Tikkun. Where do you have on a level of the Raisa din that you require a later Bezdin should be Gadol B'chachma V'minyan greater than the earlier Bezdin? So Rabbi Hanan suggests the third side, maybe this is the din de Raisa. When you have a situation of so if a later, it's like in a certain sense like a takana de rabban. They're inventing a new thing. They're coming up. They're not interpreting that that's pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is vague. It's lemasar kos velachacham. So it's in a certain sense it's similar to a takana de rabban. It's not really. It's a din deraisa. It's a kvius of a din deraisa. So maybe on the level of deraisa, you would require a bezin gadol b'chachma minyan to change the kvius of the earlier bezin and the din derabbanan. Vein bezin yachad levat the din bezin chaver is patterned after this din deraisa. That's what Rabbi Hanan raises a shaila. So the point that from the Rambam it would appear that once you have the earlier bezin, if you have such a din la masar kos ve'el lachachamim, from the Rambam it would appear that he holds that the later bezin cannot change it at all. Even if they're greater b'chachma v'minyan, it's not treated like a din deraisa, treated like kol hakodem zocher. Whoever, whichever bezin will come first to establish what pshat in the pasuk is, so that'll be considered a din deraisa, and you can't budge. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says that the yud ches davar, the gzeiris, that they were disputed between Mishama and Bisilel. So on those gzeiris the Rabbanon, a later Bezdin cannot repeal them. Why not? So Tosfos gives a whole historical, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, gives a whole historical explanation based on a line in the Talmud Yerushalmi that when they had these major machlokes in the feuds between the Bisham and the Bisilo, it was the world was coming to an end then. That they were ready to kill each other. It was such serious machlokes. So we don't want to have machlokes over again. So we leave it like that. There was Shvichas Damim, there was almost Shvichas Damim. So we leave it. The Tosfos gives a historical explanation. The Rambam does not. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim distinguishes between a Takana and a Gzeira. He says a Takana de Rabbanon a later Bezdin can repeal if the greater B'chachma v'minyan. A Gzeira, Shema Yovel de Aver, Shmartim es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris and Mishmarti Asiyog. Once an earlier Bezdin makes a siyog, so the later Bezdin has no room to negotiate at all, you're stuck, you have to leave it like that. The Rambam holds that it's not something specific, not something unique to the Yud Ches Gzeiris, because it had to do with Bishamah, Bisil, or any historical reasons. It's simply that Gzeiris are different from Takonis. So the pashtus is because all of the gzeiros are based on the pasuk mishmartem es mishmarti. Asum mishmeres lemishmarti. So the question is, well, how far do you make a gzeira the rabbanon? You should make a gzeira because we're concerned about basa b'chalav. So no one should eat milchiks all week long, because within a week after having fleshiks, they make a gzeira not to have milchiks. So that's too far. And so what will be the gzeira the rabbanon? It has to be with a measure. It has to make sense. So that's lamasara kasav el hachacham, and the hachacham have to determine to what extent does it make sense to make a gzeira, to what extent not. But basically, after they make the gzeira, that's like lamasara kasav el hachacham. The pasuk says mishmartem es mishmartem. The pasuk says you should have a siyog for every single isa deraisa. You should have a siyog. How far does the siyog have to go? So you got to use your brains. So once an earlier bezin establishes what the nature of the siyog is, so we assume that's a p'chin of lamasara kasav el hachacham. They learned pshat in the pasuk mishmartem es mishmarti. Mishmartem es mishmarti, as it applies to this mitzvah, bas b'chalav, goes so far. And as it applies to the Yisr, chveis gid anoshe. You're not allowed to eat gid anoshe. Some of the Rabbanon, they said, you're not even allowed to eat the shumar agid. When I tell you, you're permitted to eat the shumar agid. And the Rabbanon, they prohibit eating the shumar agid. So they didn't ask for eating the whole egg. They just asked the shumar agid in addition to the gid. They added on a little bit. So once they determine how far the siyog goes, so it comes out that the learning pshat and the pasuk like that. That's lamisar kasvel lachachamim. So then the Rambam holds that it's not shaykh to have a later bezin repeal that even greater b'chachma v'minyan. That's like a form of lamasara kasvel lachacham. So that's the Maariz Chayis learns over there when it says elam the rabbanon girsa there in erevin and sukkah ela hilchas aninu. He says it's not a contradiction. Hilchas means halach l'moshe m'sinai, but halach l'moshe m'sinai only was that they had a list of all of the shiurim. And the rabbanon means it's lamasara kasvel lachacham. It was up to the rabbanim to establish where should I apply which shiur. And all of these shiurim become a din deraisa. That's the principle of lamasara hakasu alachacham, that sometimes it's a din deraisa, sometimes it simply means that it's a din derabbanan. The rabbis have the authority to introduce din of derabbanan. But here, it means that the rabbis have the right and the authority to establish what the din deraisa is. Kroya smachta bi'alma, yeah. The truth and matter, once you get to the maskana, the pashtus says that both asmachtas. Well, why is only the drush about the shurim is an asmachta? The first drush about the kedim and the brachas is also alpi pashtus and asmachta. The whole institution of birchas hanenin is only with the rabbanon. So the drushes, the whole thing is an asmachta. So you can have both drushes at the same time. They're both only asmachtas.
It's not a bracha that you know we need to eat something that we should have eaten first. You know, like a Hebrew.
A heder in eating food. Is there a heder mitzvah you should eat delicious food as opposed to non-delicious food? If he's saying a bracha, then there's a heder that the bracha should be recited over the more delicious food. But if there's no bracha, so it's not a heftzah shal mitzvah. So what could be a heder that I should eat more delicious food as opposed to I should eat less fattening food? Okay, that's a heder. You shouldn't eat non-healthy food. That's a din. Okay, that's not a heder. That's a real din. Torah praises Eretz Yisrael. Torah doesn't praise the food. I would think that not. I would think the whole thing is an asmachta. How can it be? How can it be a din deraisa that you have to eat dafka this food first? A kuras machta b'yama, fine. What does the Gemara tell the story? Rav Chizda, Rav Hamnuna, we saw that already. Sheni, Chamishi, fine with the Tosa, okay. Good. What does the Gemara go by to eat? Mehevi lefneiem te'enim v'anovim b'toch hasudi. You're in the middle of the meal. No, in the middle of the meal, so normally, you say hamoitzi in the beginning, and the meal covers all the food later. So once in a while you have some food in the middle of the meal that's not covered with the bracha of hamotzi that you said in the beginning of the meal. Here it says in the Mishnah, Birch al hapas, potaras aparperas. Mishnah mem beis amid aleph, four lines from the bottom. Birch al hapas, potaras aparperas. Bisham, I don't agree. The Gemara is not sure exactly what Bisham is disagreeing about. They're not sure. But whatever they say, we're not accepting their opinion anyway. We pass them like the Tanakhama. They say, "Birch al hapas, potaras apaperes." Whatever is dvarim haboyim b'toch hasuda is covered. So here there's a machlokes, major machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. We discussed it already. Why do you need a bracha lefneim? What happened to the Mishnah? That dvarim haboim in the middle of the meal. Whatever you eat in the middle of the meal is covered with hamotzi. So Rashi gives one answer, which we don't follow, and Tosfos gives a different answer. Rashi says the only time the food is covered with hamotzi is if you're eating the food together with the bread. Rashi writes, "V'lo l'lapis es hapas." You're not eating it together with the bread. Imkain, if you'll be eating the teirim and ovim together with bread, havlu tefela. Ben cholik bedavish enin tam brach l'olafanu v'le'ach. But that's the klal birach aluik and patas tefela. So Tosfos says, you mean to say that the way we eat the meal, you have a slice of bread in the beginning, and then you have the soup without bread, then you have the chicken without bread, then you have the kugel. Who eats kugel with bread? The Gemara says in Makkos, the Gemara makes fun of the Babloi, that there's such tipshim, the achli nahama bin ahama, that they eat the lokshin kugel together with a piece of bread. They make a sandwich, lokshin kugel with bread. So the Gemara makes fun of that. So that's not normal. You're not supposed to eat the kugel together with bread. So according to Rashi, whenever you eat something not with bread, you got to say mezonos on the lokshin kugel, you got to say hadoma on the potato kugel, you got to say shahakal on the chicken, you have to say hadoma on the vegetable soup. We don't eat any of these with bread. According to Rashi, you say bracha on everything. The Tosfos said that's not the accepted opinion. The Tosfos tain is that two different dinim. There's a Mishnah lay, the birach halika patas hatvela. Where was that Mishnah? Here. That's if you're eating, if you have bread smeared with butter or margarine or something, or you're eating a sandwich, a tuna fish sandwich, or the ikir is the bread and the tuna fish is the tafel, because the bread is more filling. Okay, so that's birch halika patas atvelo. But here the Gemara is saying there's a din varm haboy machmas asuda. The Mishnah membeis amir aleph is a different din. Before you get to the din of birch halika patas atvelo, the top of mem dalet is ikir and tafel. This is a different din. Biruch halapas, potter es hapaper is a new din. That dvarm haboy machmas hasuda is covered with hamotzi. What's considered dvarm haboy machmas hasuda? Whatever is filling. So the soup is filling and nutritious. And the chicken and the meat and the kugel, everything is filling and nutritious. Everything has nutritional value. So you don't say a bracha. If you eat teinim anovim in the middle of the meal, so that's as a snack. That's not in order to fill yourself up. So that's called Varm Haboim Shalom Machmas Hasuda. So that's why all the Amoraim agree you have to say a bracha before. But it's not the way Rashi says it. You're only covered with hamotzi if you eat the food together with bread. The lap is bayas hapas. Tosfos disagrees with that Rashi. Long Tosfos. Tosfos brings all the rayas. It can't be, it can't be. Keep on arguing with the Rashi. Tosfos and the Rosh, Bahar Chova. The Rosh goes through the whole Tosfos from the beginning to the end. He repeats the whole Tosfos. So we assume lactases. So what are they talking about? You're eating. The Rashba has a discussion. What if you're eating the fruit cup in the beginning of the meal, which is an appetizer? You're eating something beginning of the meal, not really to fill you up, but it's an appetizer. Kedei lahamshech taibas ha'achilo. So that's a shaila, whether an appetizer is called dvarim haboyim machmas hasuda. It's not really to fill you up. It's in order to introduce, in order that you should develop an appetite to eat more food. That's a machloikis in Rishonim. That's a shayla if you say a bracha on the appetizer. So many people have the practice of having a little bit of bread with part of the appetizer. So then for sure it's covered.
Why should it be covered? The fact that you're eating something that's loybo machmas hasuda is a snack. So take a piece of bread with it, so that should be part of the bracha.
Probably it becomes an ikar and a tofel. If you eat something with bread, if you eat bread with it, then it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Tosfos says on Rashi, but Rashi says that if you say hamotzi and you're eating something with bread, you don't say a bracha on that. So he said you didn't need a Mishnah Mem base for that. That's the Mishnah Leida Mem Dalet. That's Ikar and Tofel. They say whenever you eat bread with something else, that's Ikar and Tofel. So this Mishnah Mem Beis Biruch Halapas Patas HaPaperes must be a second din. Hamotzi lechem en oretz. Lechem means bread, and lechem means Ovad Lechem Rav. The pasuk says that he made a whole party, a whole meal. So the word lechem sometimes means a meal. So whatever is part of the meal is included in Amotzi Lech Min Ha'aretz. Even though the chicken doesn't grow from the ground. So how do you say Amotzi Lech Min Ha'aretz on the chicken? But it's part of the meal. The word Lech Min Ha'aretz means meal.
Did you learn that by Tafel and Nikon, that the Tafel doesn't need a bracha? When he was explained, that not that the bracha helps, but it just doesn't need it.
I think it also you don't need a bracha because we talk in the middle of the meal, so the bracha is only mitzurif to that first bit of food when we didn't talk. The rest of all the food that we eat is pata b'li bracha, is mutati b'li bracha. I think that's the whole idea of talking. That only the first morsel of food is covered with the bracha. The rest doesn't need a bracha at all. So Nachman, so we're talking over here that the Tatum and the Anovim are not Dvarim HaBoyim Achmas HaSuda. So Rashi has his definition. Means only if you eat it together, Lalapas Baisapas, you eat it with bread. And Tesa disagrees significantly with a big splash with the Rashi. They say, no, anything that you eat in the middle of the meal, that's for the sake of being filling. It's called Dvarim HaBoyim Achmas HaSuda. Yeah. Some people apparently drink, there was such a practice, to drink schnapps in the beginning of the meal in order to serve as an appetizer. So an appetizer is a machlokes, whether you say a bracha. So we say sabik brachas lapa. We don't say bracha on the appetizer. Well, the Essa says, so you have a little bit of bread with the fruit cup. Yeah, but if you're having schnapps, it does make sense to have a little bit of bread with the schnapps. So what should you do? So the Rosh quotes a suggestion that we do not follow. And I found that the person should say a bracha on the schnapps before he washes for the bread. Here, the Rosh at the end of Simon Chav Tes. He's quoting a whole big chunk from the Tosfos. Gonna have to see the Tosfos. Tosfos has two opinions, whether you say, let's say you're eating a meal, so the fish and the soup and the kugel and the cholent and the chicken, everything is to fill you up. What about the water that you drink? No, the water is not to fill you up. The water is to clear your throat, to wash down the food. So there's a machlekes harishani, whether the water is considered dvarim habayim achmas hasuda. So Tosfos quotes the Machzeh Vitri. He had two lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph on the base. The loka Machzeh Vitri shikosu b'shem b'vorach on my bracha b'chol pam b'pam v'ilu b'teruch hasuda. The Machzeh Vitri has two chidushim, one on top of the other. Chidush A is that if you're drinking water in the middle of the meal to wash down the food, that's not called Dvar Maboy Machmas HaSuda. The water doesn't have any nutritional value, so you got to say a bracha shahakol. And then chidush number two is that when you drink a little bit of water, why do you stop drinking water? Why don't you keep on drinking? Because you had enough. So the Mishnah says you only say bracha on water at the end of the perek. You don't say the bracha on water if it shows a mind letzamei. So if he drank and he stopped drinking, obviously he's no longer tzamei, lamayim. And then he eats another course and then he wants to drink some more water. So since he was no longer tzamei before and he starts to drink now, so that's like a hesach hadas. So you got to have a shahakol for every time you drink water. B'chol pam pam, afilu b'teruch hasuda, that's chiddush number two. B'teruch hasuda, that it's not called dvarim avoyim achmas hasuda. B'chol pam pam, that is called the Hesach Hadas. The Tosfos doesn't agree on either of these points. Number one, they say, B'toch HaSuda, that's called Dvar Maboy Machmas HaSuda. What do you mean? Eating food? So the Gemara recommends, we had on the previous daf, the Gemara said, on Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara quoted the doctors of their time, that it's very healthy to drink a lot. All the things the Gemara has, all these health statements, these are all from the doctors of their time. We look back on medicine as it was practiced 150 years ago. We look back on medicine as if it was from South Africa, as if wild things. So Kal v'chomer, if you look back, Middle Africa, excuse me. So we look back, it looks like from the jungle, from the voodoo magic from the jungle or something. We look back on medicine 100 years ago in America. It was unbelievable. So if you look back on Aristotle's medicine, you look in any book at the development of any discovery, the historical development of the discoveries in science or in medicine. So until recently, it was so wrong. Everything was so off and guns and ridiculous. So the Gemara, at the time that they quote all these things, this was the latest development in science and in medicine. And the Chachamim felt you have to use the latest information. So that's what the Rishonim say, that Bizman Hazeh, we're not supposed to use the medicine that it says in the Gemara. Whoever follows the medical advice in the Gemara, Domba Barosho, you have to follow whatever the latest is in medicine. You have to do what Chazal did. They followed the latest in medicine, so we have to follow the latest in medicine. Anyway, so the Gemara says, they're changing a little bit. The Gemara says it's important to drink a lot when you have a meal. So Tosfos says you got to drink. So the drinking is considered Dvar Maboy Machmas Asura. But the Machzeh Vitri holds not. So Machzeh Vitri holds if you drink water in the middle of the meal, it's not covered. So the Rosh at the end of Simen Chav Tes quotes this V'yesh Amrim, She'esh Levarech, the last 4 or 5 lines. She'esh Levarech Alamayim V'yemtza Asura Al Kol Pam V'pam D'nimloch Abishen Anam Shes Mayim El Netzomay. And he disagrees. So he says, "Gdel histalik min asafek." What you should do is, before you wash hamotzi, cut until it's a dime, you should take a drink of water. And have in mind, this will cover all the water in the middle of the meal. That's a good. So on the bottom of the page, he says, the Levush quotes on the Dibri Hamudis on the bottom of the page quotes from the Levush. Ramar Chayafa, he wrote the Sefer Levush. He always quotes the Rami. Ramar Chayafa writes, we don't have this practice. Here in Ois Pei Zayin and Divrei Hamudas. Ramar Chayafa is Al-Kosam, Aminik Tisfaras Abenu. We don't follow this Eitz. Of course we don't follow the Eitz. This Eitz is not a solution. That's not the way to say Histalik Min HaSofik. We would consider that a Garim Baruch Hashem Tzricha. If you're going to eat a whole meal and you plan to drink water in the middle of the meal, so the water will be covered with Hamoitzi. So what kind of a chachma is that? Amidas Chassidus to say Shehakol before. It's not Amidas Chassidus. It's a Begorim Baruch Hashem Tzricha. It's a Pela on the Rosh. A very strange Rosh. So on the bottom of the page, he quotes also, and the Dibri Hamudas, Ois Peivav, he quotes that some people had a practice of drinking schnapps in the beginning of the meal, Lahamshech Taibis Achila, or Taibis Achila. So that's a shaila. What about the fruit cup in the beginning? Lahamshech Taibis Achila. That's the machloikis. Whether that's the Rashba quotes that machloikis, whether that's considered Dvar Mahaboy Machmas Hasuda. So basically, we pask in that Sophic Brachas L'Hokka. You don't say a bracha on that.
Why did Rosh say to make a bracha on water before the meal? Why not say to make a break your agape and not some wine during the meal? Because you have to anyway say agape and a bracha on wine without all the drinks that come from the meal.
I mean, if he's not even interested in drinking wine, but that's the way he'll solve the issue with the bracha of Shehakol. Okay. That would have been a better answer. Okay. That would have been a better answer. I don't know. The way the Rosh writes it, it's not an intelligent answer. How can it, why does he consider that Amidas Chassidus? We would consider that a Garim Bracha Shein Tzvich. I don't know. It's a Pella.
You
want to
drink the water now because you don't
want to
get yourself into a
suffix.
You really want to drink now.
Yeah, but the way we pass in
that's only if you drink after you wash. But you drink before you wash, surely doesn't help. So if he puts himself in a
matzah,
he doesn't want to have a suffix.
Yeah,
he drinks because now he's thirsty. That's it.
And that's not called
Garim Bracha Shein Tzvicha. Not if you're drinking now. He's drinking now, and now the bracha blade is not going to help you.
But a normal course of events, he would not drink water before Hamaitzah.
This is the normal course of events now, because you don't want to go through a Safi Bracha.
Okay, but the meaning is not so. So he quotes on the bottom page, says, the Levush says the meaning is not so. So maybe that's the reason why the meaning is not so. But according to the meaning, we treat that also as a Garim Bracha. Garim Bracha Shein Tzvich. If it can be covered with one, covered with the Hamaitzah in the beginning of the meal. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there's a shaila of eating when they eat the shalashudis. So it says a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. So some have the practice when you come home from Musaf, so you say hamoitzi, you eat a little bit, you say kiddush hamoitzi, you eat a half a meal, you bench in the middle, then you wash until it's time a second time, and eat the second half of the meal. So many argue it's garb bracha shen tzvicha. Many say over there, no, that's what the Be'er Sheva tainas like that on Yuman. Be'er Sheva on Yuman says, it's not a garb bracha shen tzvicha. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah shalosh udos. Later in the afternoon, samach lemincha, he's not allowed to eat a meal. He can't wash. See, as the Brevi has to eat in the morning, and he does want to eat a whole meal and then eat another whole meal. So some poskim say that's not called garb bracha shen tzvicha because he wants to be yotzei shalosh udos. But makom mitzvah there's not. Yeah, but in order to be yotzei, in order to avoid a suffix brachas lahakel, that's also not called garb bracha shen tzvicha. It's questionable whether that's also. The Rosh said, okay, the Rosh said it's not called garb bracha shen tzvicha. But it could be that's what the Levushas disagree. That we don't have that, we don't follow that Rosh, we don't consider that a midas chasidus. Nachmal said, there's a machlokes hamaraim. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say the same thing, that if you eat something in the middle of a meal that's not for the purpose of filling you up, it's not varma bonim achmas asuda, it's not a snack, middle of a meal, someone's going to have a drink of schnapps. The schnapps has no shaykhis with the meal. If you have a custom, for whatever reason, then whatever, you have fish, you always have schnapps right after the fish. So that's a machlokes achrayim. Whether the since the fish is varma bonim achmas asuda to fill you up, has nutritious value, and whenever you have fish, you have schnapps, and maybe the schnapps also becomes dvar mahaboy machmas asudim. That's as if you're finishing eating the fish. That's a machlekes achrayim. But let's say, guys, I'm going to have a drink of schnapps in the middle of the meal, unrelated to anything. So that's for sure not dvar mahaboy machmas asudim. So then they would all agree that you need a bracha beforehand. Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, they'll all agree a bracha is needed before, but do you have to say a bracha lachreah? So that's a machlekes. So Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say, you only say bracha before, you don't say bracha after. Rav Sheshe says, he never heard of such a thing. You need a bracha before, you need a bracha after. There is no such thing. Ein l'chadav shetam bracha lofanav v'tem bracha le'achrov. There is no such thing. El pas habo b'kislin bilvad. Mazeh. Vosados. What is that? We don't paskin like Rav Sheshe. Tosfos says it's machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says we do paskin like Rav Sheshe. Rashi is going to be, in the next five lines, Rashi is going to say, Taisa says it's 2-1. At the end of the Taisa, Ella Pasa Bobi Kisnan, the last three lines. Taisa says, Loi Kaimalon Kirav Shesha, Sel Kirav Hun Rav Nachman, because it's 2-1. So therefore, Rav Shesha's the Shita is rejected. You don't say a bracha after.
What is for Rav Shesha to hold doing a test like that? To go to negative.
Why does Rashi not paskin? Because Rashi holds the halacha is like Rav Sheshe, because the Gemara continues five lines later. Amar Rav Papa, Hilchasa, and the Gemara quotes Rav Papa is the final, he has the final say, Hilchasa. So Rashi reads Rav Papa that he's paskining like Rav Sheshe. So he says Rav Papa is telling us that was the consensus.
So he's saying it's really
2 verses 2,
it's not 2 verses 1.
2 verses 2, but it's more than 2 verses 2. Rav Papa is telling you, that the consensus was in a later generation like Rav Sheshes. That's how Rashi reads. Which line in Rav Papa is like Rav Sheshes? Because he says, if you eat food la'achar asuda, turin bracha bein lefneim bein le'achrem. What does that mean if you eat food la'achar asuda? So Rashi either has a different girsa or he's interpreting. Rashi, four lines from the bottom of the Rashis. Dvarim harigilim lo balachar asuda. Kigon peris, afilo haviyim betoch asuda, shalom machmas lifton, tun baruch ben lefneim ben lachrem. So that's kirab sheishas. The way Rashi reads Rav Papa, and Rav Papa is saying hilchasa, he's telling you this is the final word, hilchasa. So when he says laachar asuda, doesn't mean that I'm eating some gefilte fish. After they finish serving everything, we sang shir amalas, wash my machrenim, then all of a sudden they serve some gefilte fish. So that's perhaps what it says, that you need the bracha before and after. Lachar asuda. So Rashi says, doesn't mean that. Lachar asuda means a dessert that's normally eaten after the meal is all over. So even if you eat it in the middle of the meal, Rashi's girsa is, or his interpretation, dvarm harigilim lava lachar asuda, not lachar asuda. That's why Taisa says that's not the correct girsa. Taisa says, lachar asuda garsinon visulo. Well, I got seen a dvar ma'boyim v'hach sefer. Tosfos is not happy with Rashi's girsa, and they say according to Rashi's girsa, Rav Papa is paskening like Rav Sheshes, and Tosfos says we should not paskin like Rav Sheshes, as we said before, that the Rav Sheshes was outvoted, It was 2-1, so we don't accept Rav Sheshes' opinion. So Nachum also, how does Rashi read Rav Sheshes? Tunim brocha bein lefneim bein lachreim. If you eat something in the middle of the meal, that's not really for the purpose of filling you up. Teinam anovim doesn't fill you up. That's as a snack. He has a candy bar in the middle, has a Hershey bar in the middle of the meal. Or he has a piece of gooey cake in the middle of the meal. That's a dessert. He eats the dessert in the middle of the meal. So Rashi learns, since it's not for the purpose of filling you up, it's not for the snack, that Rav Sheshes holds, you have to say, all the Amoraim hold, you have to say bracha before. And Rav Sheshes says, you got to say bracha even after. Tunim bracha bein lefneim bein lachreim. Why? The only time you have that is Pasa Babi Kisnin. When is that? What is that Pasa Babi Kisnin? When is that an exception to the rule? When do you have cake? Pie. When do you have pie that you said bracha before, you don't say bracha after? So Taisa says, Machlegis Rashi and Taisa is every step of the way here. So Taisa says, yeah. If you have Pasa Babi Kisnin, then if you would have been Kaveh Suda on it, you would have said Amaitzi. So if you're not Kaveh Suda on it, let's say I had a whole meal, and then at the end of the meal I'm not hungry. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. The end of the meal, if you're still hungry and you eat the cake at the end of the meal in order to fill you up, you didn't have enough to eat, you're starving still, so then the cake is one of the courses in the meal. So then you don't say Bari Minim Zainis before you eat the cake. It's another course in the meal. But if he's ready to platz, he ate enough, more than enough at the wedding, is ready to platz, and he eats the cake at the end just as a snack, so then you say Bari Minim Zainis because it's not Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSud, then you're not eating it as a course in the meal. So then you don't have to say Birchas HaMazon at the end, because Birchas you don't have to say Ala Michya after the cake, because it's going to say Birchas HaMazon at the end. So the Birchas HaMazon could have covered the cake. If you would have been Kaveh Sud on the cake, you would have been obligated to say Birchas HaMazon. Ala Ma, you were not Kaveh Sud on the cake. But Lama, you see, you ate bread, and you're going to say Birchas HaMazon, and you have cake that theoretically Birchas HaMazon could apply to it. So in that case, the cake is the Pasa Babi Kisnin is Ton Brocha Lefonov, because it's not Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSud, it's a snack. But it's not Tom Brochli Achra, you're going to say Bichas HaMazon. So why should you say Ala Michya? Bichas HaMazon can cover it. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi has a wild Pshat. How does Rashi write? Pasa Babi Kisnin. If you eat Pasa Babi Kisnin, you say a Brocha before, you don't say a Brocha after. When is he eating the Pasa Babi Kisnin? So Rashi doesn't say like that. So Rashi writes, after the whole benching is all over, then they serve the cake. After the benching is all over, so of course he say bari minim zaynis. He already said birchas hamazon. He say bari minim zaynis. So why don't you say alamichi at the end? Mazeh. So Rashi says just like so too. Just like if you eat rice, you say bari minim zaynis before, and you don't say alamichi at the end. So too over here, you say bari minim zaynis before. You only say bar nefashis at the end. You don't say alamich. Why don't you say over there by the rice? Because rice is not from the hameshis mini dogon. So you only made a little compromise. Rabbi Yechon Menuhi says it's dogon, and you say bar minim zaynis. And if you make bread out of it, you say amoitzi. We don't follow his opinion, but a little bit we do follow slightly. So we say bar minim zaynis before. You say bar nefashis at the end. That's kovel abesof aloklum. So the same over here. If you have a Pasa Babi Kisnin, you say Bari Minim Zaynis after benching, Rashi says. You say Bari Minim Zaynis before you eat the cake, and then you say Bari Nefashis at the end. Why don't you say Ala Michya? So he says, because you only eat Dova Muat, and Mitoch Shenos Nemo Tavlin Harbe, Begoz Mishkeidim, and Machol Amuat, Lo Yitinu Abrocha Me'en Sholosh. So Taisa says, they never heard of such a thing. They never heard. There is no such thing. If you eat cake, even if 70% of the cake is goo and sugar and filling and pie and everything, but in the 30% that's cake, you have a kazayah. So you say Ala Michya. Whoever heard him not saying Ala Michya? Or is a different story. Rice is a different story. You only say mezonis and say bar nefashis at the end, but not on cake that has pie filling. So that's what Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi here. Ela pasa babi kisnin. Take a look in the Tosfos. Ela pasa babi kisnin. Tom brach lefanav ein and tom brach liach. Rorak bar nefashis. Just like oriz v'doichen. Why don't you say ala michya after the cake? Upirish Rashi afilu machal mehem acha birchas hamazon kamar. You don't say ala michya, just say bar nefashis. So the Tais says v'lo nehira. They don't agree at all. That's not correct. Chora darmin aliyal kol sheyesh b'machamish esaminim tzorch levarich meyein sholish. Yeah. What do you say over here? It has 70% filling, 80% filling, and goo, and sugar, and all kinds of things, and only 20-30% is the cake. So what? You still say mizaynis, and you say alamichya. What am I called a kisnin, lema, or is it deichen? What does the Gemara say? Ein lecha tom brocha lefonov. Ein tom brocha leach, ve'elo ha'pasa bobi kisnin. Why don't they give the case that's more famous? The case of the or is it deichen? So they say, no, that's not the correct pshat. So Achlefarish, it's tachasu the kodim birchas hamazon. Pasa bobi kisnin. If you're not kaveh suda on it, you're not eating the cake at the end of the meal because you're still hungry, you got to say bar minim zaynis. It's not dvarma boi machmas hasuda to fill you. He's full already. He's saying, need bar minim zaynis. But you don't say birchas hamazon at the end because it's covered with the... You don't say ala michi at the end because you're going to say birchas hamazon at the end. So the birchas hamazon covers it. The patalai birchas hamazon. I feel that the Rav Sheishes. Why? Yishum davidova muat. What's that explanation? Tosfos gives the explanation. Why don't you have to say ala michya after the cake and also say birchas hamazon after the bread? You had the cake at the end of the meal. So he said, I feel that the Rav Sheishes. You see, the Rav Sheishes usually says if you have fruits in the middle of the meal, the end of the meal, you got to say a bracha before and after, but if you have the cake at the end of the meal, you only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. Why don't you say alamichya? The havidova muat. What does that mean, havidova muat? I thought the Hezbollah was, because if you would have been kaveh suda on the cake, you would have been required to say birchas hamazon. And ben kol go, you're going to say birchas hamazon. He ate bread, he has to say birchas hamazon anyway. And birchas hamazon is the long form of mein sholosh. Mein sholosh is the rich form of the birchas hamazon. So he says birchas hamazon anyway. So it covers the cake. If you say bar nefashis after cake, you're not yotze. But if you say birchas hamazon, how can you say you're not yotze? The pashtus, I don't know what tesis means. The habidova muat. They're taking Rashi's explanation, but Rashi's tachpila. Rashi says since it's only dova muat, the volume, the percentage of the pie that's cake is so insignificant, so Rashi says, you don't say ala michya at all, just say bar nefosh. The Tosa says, it's impossible, it doesn't make any sense. Of course you say ala michya. So now they ask Kakasha, so why doesn't, if you would normally eat that cake, you would say ala michya. But here, because it's betoch hasuda, and he has the bench, so it's a dava muad. What kind of an explanation? Dava muad, they should have said, because it's covered with the bench. Because benching is the long form of meyein sholosh. I don't know what it means in Tosas. Dava muat, they're taking Rashi's explanation that they themselves are not happy with, and they're using it to explain why it's covered with the birchas hamazon. What do they need that explanation for? They should simply say birchas hamazon is the long form of ala michya. So of course he yotze with the birchas hamazon. In Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes. What if you have wheatina? You had farina or something, oatmeal cereal, and you say birchas hamazon at the end. Are you yotze? So one opinion is of course he yotze. Mayen Sholosh is the rich form of the birchas hamazon. How can you say not yotze? If you say the long form, the short form, you're not obligated to say the long form. You say the short form is also good. You say the long form is also, is avada that is good. And then the Mechaber quotes another opinion, no. Only if he said birchas hamazon after pasa bobi kisnin, such bread that if he would have been kaveh suda, would have become amoitzi in birchas hamazon. So then if he said birchas hamazon b'dieved, instead of alamichya, then you yotze. But that for sure you yotze. If you have pasa bobi kisnin, that if you would have been kaveh suda, would have been amoitzi, would have been birchas hamazon. So if he made a mistake, instead of saying alamichya, he said birchas hamazon, for sure you yotze. That's l'chola day. So here, Tosfos should have said like that. Over here, he's in the middle of a meal. He's going to say birchas hamazon at the end. So why should he say alamichya? The alamichya will be covered, but the birchas hamazon, the same thing. I don't know what they mean by the dova muat. They're going back to Rashi's pshat again, that they were not happy with. So let's see again. Nachamal, the Gemara is talking about a case. Teinim anovim betoch hasuda, and it's not to fill him. It's not filling. It's just as a snack. So Rashi claims the same topic, the same discussion. Teinim anovim, is the way we eat the meals. You have bread in the beginning, then you have the chicken without bread, you have the kugel without bread, you have the soup without bread. So according to Rashi, the way we eat our meals is all wrong. Everybody agrees you have to say a bracha before the soup and before the chicken and before the lakshan kugel. Everything needs its own bracha. Only machlekes amaraim is, do you need a bracha shel achreho on all of the things or not? Piletloi, do you need a bracha shel achreho? That's the Tesis totally disagrees with all the Rashi. What do you mean? You don't need a bracha shel for now. It's all dvar maboy machmas asud. The Gemara is only talking about tenema novim because it's not for the sake of filling you up. That's a snack. So I didn't need a bracha before. So Rav Shesha says, need a bracha before, you need a bracha after. It's not part of the meal. And we don't paskin like Rav Sheshes, Tosfos says. It's 2-1. We paskin like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. That sof kol sof, even though you ate a snack, but you ate it in the context of the meal, and you're going to recite Birchas HaMazon at the end, so it's covered with the Birchas HaMazon. Yeah. The only time we would require a bracha shel achreho is, the Gemara is going to say later, Amar HaPapi Hilchas HaDvar, Maboy Machmas HaSudah B'Torch HaSudah, so how does Rashi translate? You're eating it together with bread. And Taisa disagrees, you're not eating it together with bread. You're eating it to fill you up, the chicken with the soup. So you don't need a bracha, not before, not after. Shaloi machmas asude means you're having ices, not laham shech types achilam. They're afraid everyone's going to leave after the main course, so they serve the ices before the main course. So they're serving dessert in the middle of the meal. It's not laham shachtavis achila. It's just dumb. So if you're eating shaloi machmas hasude, b'toch hasude, so then Tosis reads Rab Papa's Hilchasa, that we're passing it like Rab Nachman, Rab Huna. Tun bracha lefnei ben, tun bracha lachrei. You don't say a bracha afterwards, because you're saying Birchas HaMazon at the end. But if you eat la'achar hasude, dvarim habom shaloi machmas hasude, la'achar hasuda, then you need a bracha both before and after. So what is that referring to? So Rashi says, Rashi claims, la'achar hasuda, Rashi had a different girsa, or a different interpretation. Dvarim haboyim la'achar hasuda. Dvarim that normally, dvarim shirugilim lovoy, Rashi says, la'achar hasuda, we pass on la'achar hasheshes, and you need a bracha before and after. Tosfos doesn't like the girsa. Lo'i gasinam. Tosfos doesn't like the girsa, doesn't say that. It says the way it's printed in our Gemara's. Eating the food la'achar hasude, la'achar gemar hasude. What is that? What does it mean? La'achar gemar hasude. Then you need a bracha before and after. What is that? La'achar gemar hasude. So the Gemara is going to discuss on the next daf. What does it mean? La'achar gemar hasude. So it means they took away the table, or you washed my machreinim, or they said havlon and nevarich. There was mamisha silak hasude. If there was a silak hashulchan, everything is all over. And then all of a sudden, if they announce in advance, we're going to take away all the food from the table, and then we're going to serve dessert. So that's not silak. They announce in advance it's going to be. But if they took everything away, everybody's holding by benching, and all of a sudden they change the program, they change everything. So then we pass and you need a bracha before and after. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the details. When do you have such a situation? When is it considered la'achar hasuda, that you would require bracha before and after?
Before benching.
But if they made a siluk, a shulchan, so then you got to say a bracha before and after. That's what the Gemara tells the story over here. Here, Rav Papa ikle lebei Rav Huna bei Rav Nosson. Gemara tells right in the middle of Mem Bei Samad Aleph. Rav Papa was visiting at the home of Rav Huna bei Rav Nosson. Bosa, the Gemara said, after they finished eating, I said, come on, midi lemechel. So they served, they finished eating, they brought a new mechel. Shokol rapapa v'ko'ochel. Rapapa ate the food, he didn't say a bracha. Amri le l'sav le'mar gomar osa milechel. Isn't there a din? Once you're finished and you want to eat something new, you can't just eat based on the hamoitzi that you said before. You have to say a new hamoitzi. Osa lechel unless you say a bracha. That's how Rashi writes. Also, milech alachi yivarech birchas hamazon. The yachzi yivarech ala balafonav. Or say a bracha before and after this michael. If gomer, if you finish the whole meal, you had a total hesach hadas. So you got to say a new bracha. So isn't there a din gomer also milech without saying a bracha? Amaluhu silek itmar. That's only if silek. What does it mean, Silek? What does Rashi say? Silek alechem chol hoichem me'al ha'shulchan. They took everything away. So then you say, Silek osim alechem, but not gomar. They finished eating, not gomar. Only Silek. Yeah. Tosfos has the comment, Silek itma. What do you mean, Silek? Mashma, it would appear from the Gemara that their practice was, before the Birchas HaMazon, they would take away all the food from the table. They would remove the whole table, take everything away. So Tosfos asks, isn't that strange? By us, the practice is bedavke the hepach, based on a Zohar. The Zohar says on a story that appears in Malachim, that the Almana, who was married to a Navi, came to complain to Elisha, she has no money. And what should I do? So he asked the Mayushloch Baboy, so she says she has osir shomen. She has a container of oil. So he says she should go borrow empty containers from all of the neighbors, and she should start pouring from the oil, and it filled up all of the containers, as many containers as you can borrow, filled up all the containers in Esekert. Then she sold some of the oil she kept, and she sold the rest, and that was enough to live for the rest of her life, or whatever, until she got a job. Until she remarried, whatever the story was.
What Gemara is that from?
That's a story in the book of Malachim, the book of Kings. Okay. That's in Tanakh, in the Bible. So the Zohar asks a question on that story. Why did the Elisha Hanavi ask Amaya Shloch Babais, what do you have in the house? He should have snapped his fingers and caused it. He's making a miracle occur anyway. He should have snapped his fingers without snapping his fingers. He should have said, look under the pillow, you'll find $1 million. And sure, that's what happened anyway. She took oil. She's pouring the oil in all the containers. It's a miracle that's happening. So what did he ask? What do you have? She has a little container. Well, what do you need that whole story for? So the Zohar comments on this story in Tanakh that the bracha is only chal if there's a little bit of something. The Rabbanu Shalom created the world in the sheshes mei bereshis yesh mei. And after he created the world, he only does yesh mei yesh. So if you have a little bit of shemen, so it can multiply, you'll get more. If you have nothing, the Rabbanu Shalom is not going to make a miracle yesh mei yesh. Yesh mei yesh. So that based on that, we have a custom that when we recite Birchas HaMazon, that's what Tosfos says, we always leave some food on the table. Because in the middle of the Birchas HaMazon, we're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parnaseinu Chalkaleinu, give us food. So if you have a little food on the table, so you say, we have a little food, give us more food. If you have no food on the table at all, so then it's not right to ask the Baruch Hu to give you food, Yesh Me'ayin. So we have the meaning that we insist the Davka on leaving over a little food on the table before you recite Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says, in the Gemara, in the end of Sanhedrin, the Perek Chelik, the last Perek and Chelik, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara seems that they also had that practice to leave over some food. But some of the Avodah Zorah used to have a superstitious practice of leaving over Shlemos. Davka to have a full loaf of bread at the time of the Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara says, that you're not allowed to be makpid on. That's already superstitious. That used to be a practice that they had for the Avodah Zorah that was known as God. The Pasuk in Novi says, "Ha'orchem la God shulchan." They would set up tables for the Avodah Zarah of God. So that you're not allowed to do. But to leave over a little bread, that's okay. If you can leave over Shlema, it's nice. Okay. Leave over Prusa is also good. So Tosfos is bothered with the question, how can it be that we have a practice that's the Dafka the Hefach from the practice that they have is Mana Gemara? Our Gemara says that Siluku used to do Siliku Taka Mikamayu. He used to remove the table with all the food. There was nothing left when they recited Birchas HaMazon. We have a minig punkt the hepach from the Gemara. Bedavke yes to leave food. So Tosfos says no. Bizman Gemara, every person who was eating had his own table. So he used to remove all the tables from all the people, and the table with the food, with the bread in front of the one who's benching mezuman was still there. And when they used to bench mezuman, only one person said the Birchas HaMazon. The others just listened and they answered amen. So the table with the bread is there in front of the one who's going to recite Birchas HaMazon. There's Manazeh, we don't have separate tables for everybody. Everybody sits around one table, so you can't take away the table. We have the same meaning that they had Bizman HaGemara. That's how Tosfos interprets. And the Gemara talks about Zilak HaShulchan, means it took away all the other Shulchanas, except for the Shulchan Lifnei Oimer Birchas HaMazon. Yeah, that's, they should have caught it. That's what the Gemara says in the end of Chelek, in Perek Chelek, that they had such a practice. You're not allowed to have, now let go out of your way to bring Shlemus on the table. That's a minig avodah zarah. That's a darkei amar horchem lagod shulchan. But to leave over bread on the table when you bench, that's a proper practice. So the Gemara says this din, the din of rapop over this rapop over here, the same rapop. This rapop says over here, if you bring food la'achar hasude, Acharei Sodom means they're bringing a gefilte fish, or they're bringing chicken at the end of the meal. But it was ready siluk, they already finished eating, everything is all over already. So it was lachar asude, then the Gemara says you gotta say a separate bracha before and after. So the Gemara says, how come our puppet didn't do that? How come our puppet just continued to eat? Be well. So the Gemara says, siluk itma, that's only of siluk. And here it wasn't, here there was no siluk. Here it wasn't siluk, it was only goma milecho. It didn't only apply, you only have to say a bracha of siluk. Then the Gemara tells a story. Who's the one to determine whether it's silik? So the Gemara says that Rav and Rav Zeireb were both visiting by the Reish Galusa. They were guests by the Reish Galusa. Lebasa, the slik, l'taka, mikamayu. They assumed that they finished eating. So they took away the tables with all the dirty dishes, with all the food, and they were ready to recite Birchas Hamazon. But their host, the Reish Galusa, sent in some dessert. It's time to eat dessert. Lebasa, this liku taka mekamayu. After Rav and Rav Zeireb removed the tables in front of them, shodru luhu ristino mibei resh galusa. They sent them some dessert. So Rav ochel, Rav Zeireb lo ochel. Rav Zeireb didn't want to eat. They thought siluk, siluk hashulchan. You got to say a bracha. He said you can't just continue eating. You got to say a bracha before you eat. So he asks Rav, how come you're eating? Don't you have to say a bracha? L'sav l'mas siluk os milechol. He said, that's not called silik. We decided that we're finished eating. We're not the ones in charge of the meal of it. Anan ataka the Reish Galusa samchinan. We're eating by the Reish Galusa. Whatever he gives us is part of the meal. So even though we thought that the meal was over, but he has another course. So that's like a regular dessert at the end of the meal. So that's not considered silik. Okay. That's what Tosis discusses. Sometimes we have such a situation comes up as manazet.
They don't make any difference between if they're satisfied or not.
I think the story was they were satisfied. Uh-huh. They were full. They were ready to plot. So they thought that's the end of the meal. So the end of the meal, whatever the... So then they served something new. So on the new thing, you got to say a bracha before and after. You got to say a bracha before and after. That's Rav Huna, that's what Rav Papa said over here. Hilchasa. L'acha rasudu tunin bracha bein lefnein bein achrem. So they said no. That din doesn't set in after gomar milechol. That din only sets in silik. And silik is determined by the host, not by the guest. Let's say the guest thinks that they finished eating, and the balabas says, when it's time to bench, I want you to bench mezumin. So the guest misunderstood. So he thought that it's time to bench. He says, havlan anavara. The host says, no, my wife is bringing dessert. After the dessert. So even though he said havlan anavara, he's permitted to continue eating. Because what he says doesn't count. He's not the host over here. That's what Tosis points out.
Bracha Rishon they have to make if they're full.
If it's a snack. It's a snack, then you gotta say bracha Rishon.
Cake.
Without a bracha Rishon. Yeah. If they're full and they're serving cake, then you gotta say bracha Rishon. Yeah. But no bracha Rishon. If it would have been Sile, then you would have had that he would have required both a bracha Rishon and a bracha Rishon. So Tosis quotes that from Psochim here. The Tosis Mem Beis Amin Aleph, the Memascha Ataka de Reish Galusa. So in the middle of the Tosis says V'Hodi Aminon, and on the side the Mitzayim Psochim Kuv Gimlam and Beis. V'Hodi Aminon, Ki Oma Havlon and Nevarach. Also Lemishti, if you say Havlon and Nevarach, that's a Siluk, that's a Gemar Hasude, and then you can't drink without saying another bracha. You got to say a bracha before. So Tosis says, yeah, Havlan, the Gemara says, Havlan Avarach depends on the host, not on the guest. If the host is still going to give more food, then the Havlan Avarach of the guest doesn't mean anything. Even for that guest. Tosis says the last line in that Tosis. The last line in the Tosis, Ataka de Reish Galusa, after the parentheses. So they write, Afiyu gufi yochal achsav alech alim balabayis. Even the guest doesn't have to, not only does the guest saying Havlan Avarach, does not cause a silaka sude for the balabais. It doesn't even cause a silaka sude for himself. He's not the one to decide when the meal is over. Just like the Gemara says here, anan atak de resh galusa samchinon. So the guest is atak de balabais samchinon. So that's what Tosis has, the famous din. What's the din? A person had the whole seder, and then at the end of the meal, he forgot all about eating afikomen. He sees the next thing in the Haggadah says that you say Birchas Hamazon. So he says, okay, he starts singing Shir HaMalos, and he picks up a cup of wine and says, Havlan Avarach. Then someone screams out, we didn't have Afikomen yet. So since they washed my machrayim and they said havlon on the varech and they took off everything from the table, that's siluk. Everything is siluk. So would you say that you have to say another bracha hamoitzi on the afikoyman? Then you have to say hamoitzi. There was a hesach hadas from eating bread, then you have to wash until it's a dime. Then you got to say hamoitzi. And then you can cover the both meals with one birchas hamazon at the end. But you should have to say, do netilus yadayim and hamotzi. He said, that's the shayla at the beginning of the Tosis. Ataka de reish galus, misha shocha lecha lafikoyim, and if you got all about afikoyim at the end of the meal, v'yoma havlon and avorech. So Tosis, eno hesach hadas. Why? Just like the Gemara says, anan ataka de reish galus, because I'm chinon. We are not the Baal, if we are the guests by the reish galus, it's the host who decides when the meal is over, not the guest. So too, at Leil Pesach, the halacha determines. Anan ataka de rachmana samchinon. The halacha, the Shulchan Aruch determines when the meal is over. Since the meal on Pesach night has so many dinim to it, so Tosis used the expression, anan ataka de rachmana samchinon. So it's considered as if there was no silik. Considered as if there was no silik. There's here the top Tosis on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. In the middle of that top Tosis, they have Ula high time and nicha mashana mevorchem bePesach alachazeras alachilas mor levad. We don't say bari pri hadama when we eat the morer in the middle of the meal. So Tosis and Arab Tzachim raises this issue. If you eat horseradish, whoever eats horseradish in the middle of the meal. So if you're eating morer in the middle of the meal, how can you consider that? Dvar maboy machmas hasudim. So shouldn't you have to say bar pri hadoma in addition to the birchas hamitzvah al achilas morer? So Tosis in Arvi Pesachim quotes the Rav Yosef Tuvelem that the bracha bar pri hadoma that you recite over the karpas covers the morer later. So Tosis tainus, how can that be? The Gemara says you have to wash until it's a dime for the karpas because it's dobshe tefula b'mashka. Then it says you have to wash until it's a dime a second time before you eat the matzah. So the Gemara asks, he just washed until it's a dime before the karpas. Why does he have to wash a second time before eating the lechem? So the Gemara says, since he has to say such a long haggadah with the first half of the halal, asuchi asach daite, there's a hesach hadas. So Tosis tainus against Rav Yosef Tuvelem. How can he say that the bar pri hadam over the karpas covers the morar? But the Gemara says that there's a hesach hadas. So just like the Gemara considers it a hesach hadas with respect to requiring another netilas yadayim before the hamotzi, it should be a hesach hadas to require another bar pri adama on the morar. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem holds that that's not a kasha. It's a hesach hadas from the shmiras hayadayim, but it's not a hesach hadas from the eating. He knows in advance he's going to have to, when he says adama on the carpet, he knows he's going to have to eat tomorrow later. That's not a hesach hadas. He knows what's in store. He has to say a lot of haggadah, ikah haggadah v'halel. Asuch asach daiti from the shmiras hayadayim. So the hands become stam yadayim askoni yasein. It becomes stam yadayim shnias again. He has to wash until the sedayim again, but it's not a hesach hadas from eating. That's where Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem defends himself. So Tosis doesn't like that defense. They all that it's wrong. Hesach hadas, hesach hadas. So why don't you have to say another bar pri hadama? So Tosis says the answer is that when you eat the morah in the middle of the meal on Pesach night, it's mamish dvar habay machmas asuda. But the Tosis in different mesichtas have two different shades of variations. Here Tosis says the answer is elavadai taimahabi. The last four lines in the top Tosis amen beisam and aleph. Elavadai taimahabi. The reason why you don't say bar pri hadama on the morah came narachmana kave chayva. There's a din l'chatchila. That's how the Rashbam explains that Arvi Pesachim. The din l'chatchila is you have to first eat the matzah, then eat the morah. There's a seder l'chatchila. Just like you have Torah v'sheina Torah, Torah koidim, mekudish v'ena mekudish, learned that from psukim. So there's a seder l'chatchila. That's how the Rashbam claims. You have to eat first matzah, and then morah. Because it says, al matzah simroim yachlu k'seder azeh. B'diyevet, if you eat it out of order, you're also yotze. But l'chatchila should eat it in the proper order. So that's what Tosis says. Since there is a lachatchila deras, kev nerachmana kave chayva. Since the halacha requires that you have to eat morar, it's not exactly rachmana. Morar b'zman hazeh is only with the rabbanon. Rachmana usually means it's a din deras. But here it's a din. The Rabbanon is also called Rachmana. The halacha means the halacha has required you have to eat maror and you have to eat first matzah and then you eat mor. Kevin the Rachmana kavei chay v'andich siva matzah mram yachlu. Al kama dvar mar harigilim lo v'machmas hasude. The paspay trusim. So here Taisa says the reason why you don't say bar pri hadom on the maror in the middle of the meal is because it's halachically labeled as dvar haboy machmas hasude. It's like Anan, like the Tosis writes, Ataka de Reish Galusa. Anan Ataka de Rachmanon Kosam Chinon. The halacha requires on Pesach night that you have to eat afikomen before the end of the meal. So when you say Havlon and Nevarach, you wash my machreinim and you sang Shia Malas, that's irrelevant. You're not the balabas to decide. The halacha determines that afikomen is the end of the meal. You didn't finish it. So too, Tosis says here, Rachmanon Kavichoyva, the halacha has established that the morer is part of the meal on Pesach night, and it's halachically labeled, it's on the menu, it's halachically labeled as Dvar Mahaboy Machmas Hasuda. The Tosfos Misochma says the same thing, but they don't make it such a halachic, rigid statement. They just say people eat vegetable salad in the middle of a meal. You eat a meal, so the Benoik Shabbalim, you eat lettuce with salad dressing, without salad dressing, you have sometimes lettuce with tomatoes, with other vegetables. So what's so unusual about eating lettuce in the middle meal? If you eat horseradish, maybe that's taka dvam habam shaloy machmas asuda. But if you eat lettuce, the Tosfos says lettuce is normal to eat in the middle of the meal. So dvam habam machmas asuda al pi pashtus, without saying rachmona kavei chayva. But here, our Tosfos says also dvam habam machmas asuda, but with a different twist, because halachically, the halacha determines that is considered Dvar Mahaboy Machmas Asur. That's a disagreement with Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. He's the one who says that the Bar Pri Adom and the Karpas covers the Mora. And when the Gemara says, Kem Nika Hagod of Ahal Asach Daite, that's the quotation from the Gemara, that only goes on Asach Daite, Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras Ayadayim. It's not a Hesach Hadas from the Achila. And Tosfos doesn't like that answer. Tosfos says, no, it's a Hesach Hadas from the Achila also. And the reason why Mora doesn't require a Bar Pri Adom is because it's Dvar Mahaboy Machmas Asuda. Yeah, so when is it Silek? Here, this din, the last din of Rapapa. He says, La'achar Hasuda, if they bring something to eat, after the whole meal is all over, he didn't bench yet, before the bench. They bring La'achar Hasuda, so the Gemara says, not Gomar Itmar, but Silek Itmar. If it's Mamish Silek, then you need a bracha bein lefonav, bein lefneim, bein lechrem. Then you need a bracha before and after. Then you need a bracha before and after. So when is that considered the Silek? It says, Bismarck Gemar Silek means they took away the tables. And the tables are taken away, that depends when the Balabas wanted to take away the tables. If the guests thought that they were finished eating and took away the tables, the Gemara tells the story doesn't count. The host intended to give us more food, so the silek doesn't mean a thing. So that's to me, I'm eating in my own home, and we finished eating, and silek ha-shulchan. So silek, then it's called Dvar Mahaboyim la'achar asudi, nida bracha lefonav li'achra. Then Tosfos quotes from Sochem Kuv Gimel, doesn't really contradict Agamar, it's an addition. Agmar says silik taking away the shulchan. Bizman is that nobody takes away the shulchan. Tosfos says we don't have that practice. The Gemara says when you say havlon and nevarach, kiv nam havlon and nevarach, so that's called equivalent of silik. Agmar says what's a form of silik? So the Gemara says when they wash my machrein, because we have a din, we don't pass like all these things. In one is take from the Natila Sedaim Barachas, and when you wash my machrenim, so that's considered the silu. Tosfos had to come up with something else because the Balatas didn't wash my machrenim. Tosfos writes in Chulin, they didn't wash my machrenim. And they didn't have the practice of taking away the table. So they don't have silu kashulchan. So Tosfos says, when you say Havlan Anavarach, that's the Gemara Mesachim, Davkil Gimel. When you say Havlan Anavarach, so that's considered the siluk of the shulchan, that's considered the gemar, and then you need a bracha lefon of aliyachra. Then the gemar continues over here, five lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph and Beis. Shalu as ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma was a tana. This is all part of a brisa. Shalu as ben Zoyma. If nema omru, dvar ma boy machmas asud betel chasud, em tunim bracha lo lefneim velo lachrem. How come you don't need a bracha? I'm like, I'm a hell of a pass by trust. If that's taka the din, that pas pat is everything that you eat in the meal, so yai nami niftari pas. So you shouldn't have to say bracha bar piagofen if you drink wine in the middle of the meal. Sounds from the Gemara that if you drink, Tosis points out, sounds from the Gemara, they only ask a question on yayin. If you drink water in the middle of the meal, you drink soda in the middle of the meal, it is covered with damites, the Pashup Shah. Not like the Machzeh Vitri. That's the bottom Tosis. Mi ho'emer Rabbeinu Tam, the Bishar Mashkim, the third line from the bottom. The Bishar Mashkim, other than yayin, kimo, mayim, shecher, aboy machmas asuda pas petrosam. Afila yayin was a havamina, that it should be covered with the pas. And Ben Zayman said, no, shayna yayin, the garden brachal yatzma, shayna a special reason. But all other mashkim not. Udaloka machzeh vitri. How does the machzeh vitri read the Gemara? Why does the Gemara ask over here? Amalahem, hola pas petros, I hochi. So the students ask Ben Zayma, yayin nami niftere pas. If you drink wine in the middle of the meal, you shouldn't have to say bar piagof in the dinners that you do after. But it just, but the Machzeh Vitri claims that when you drink water in the middle, maybe you got to say shahakol. So why did the Gemara have a minute to think that yayin should be covered if the drinking is never covered with the hamaitzi? So why do they think yayin? So the Machzeh Vitri gives an answer based on the Gemara daf lamed hey. The last two lines in the bottom tesis. He says, if you say, we had that chayodim, if you say, bari min mizaynus on any food other than pasa yayin, other than mayim and melach, so you yotze. Where did the chayodim get that from? They got it from the Mishnah in the Dorm, that if a person takes a neder, not to eat kol hazon alai, takes a neder, not to eat anything that has nutritional value, so he's not allowed to eat any food, everything has nutritional value, except for mayim and melach. Has no nutritional value. Has zero. Zero calories. Has no nutritional value. The Maimon Melech. So he says, Yayin has nutritional value. So that's why the Gemara asked the question, Yayin nami niftari pas, it should be considered Dvar Maboy Machmas Asura, because it does have value. Water has no... you need water in order not to dehydrate. But water, since it's not included, Kol Azon Alai, Andere Ben Amazon, Maimon Melech is not included. So that's pshita. The Gemara knew for sure the lepotalei pas. Deinu mechalal birchas hapas has nutritional value. So the Tosis is explaining the Machzeh Vitri. If you're drinking, let's say soda, so different kinds of soda. So some sodas have zero calories, the diet sodas. So that's the same as water. So if you're drinking that soda in the middle of the meal, the Machzeh Vitri will say, gotta say shahakla. If you're drinking regular soda that has an awful lot of sugar in it, so that's like having another course. You're eating another course in the middle of the meal. So that the Machzeh Vitri, that's like drinking wine. Except wine is going broccoli atzmo. So you got to say bar piagofen. And all the other orange juice or all the other drinks that you're going to have in the middle of the meal do have calories. So that the Gemara knew for sure that you don't say a brochana. Mayim is different. Mayim is different. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree. So he wants you to know. So he puts together mayim v'shechar. Shechar does have nutritional value. Shecha has calories, but Mayim has zero calories. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold from this Machzeh Vitri. So he says, Rabbeinu Tam, the Bishar Mashkin Kemo, Mayim, this Shechar, Haboy Machmas Hasuda, Pas Petrosim, he doesn't agree. The Loka Machzeh Vitri, who would distinguish between the Mayim and the Shecha. So Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't follow that Machzeh Vitri. Yes.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, what did he do that more in the Dorim? Because he says, if you can eat anything that's.
Right, so Taisa said that's about when you say Loshem Yodim in the Dorm Halachach Loshem Yodim, is it called Kol Azon Alai? So Mayim Melech is not called Zon, but is the water that you drink in the middle of the meal, is that considered Dvarm Habay Machmas Asuda? So he says yes, because the Gemara says that it's healthy to drink a lot together with eating your food. And even if it weren't healthy, but that's the way people eat. People, the minhag olam is that people drink a lot with the food in order to wash down the food. It shouldn't get stuck in your throat. It should digest better. So that's called Dvar Maboy, Machmas Hasuda.
Rashi is eating fat with the yayin.
According to Rashi, what?
The question of the Gemara is when he's eating yayin with fat?
Yeah, that's what Tosfos asks on Rashi. According to Rashi, that the only time pas covers anything in the middle of the meal is eating it together with the bread. So what was the question? Ihachi yai nami niftari pas. How can the bracha on hamoitzi part of the wine? He's drinking the wine, he's not eating bread together with the wine. So Tosis says, maybe Rashi understood. That's Tosis' tain against Rashi. So Tosis says, maybe Rashi understood, if you soak the piece of bread in wine, and you're going to eat that piece of bread, so you're eating wine with bread together. So that was the Gemara's question. Why is the din that you say, Bari Pri HaGofen? You should say it's covered with Hamoitzi. So Tosis says, and who says the din is that you do say Bari Pri HaGofen? They never heard of such a thing. Bread. Bread soaked in wine is Hamoitzi. He's eating the bread. It's the Iker. So that's why Tosis rejects the Rashi. Exactly. This Taina. This is one of the many Tainas. How's Rashi going to read? Yehachi Yai Niftarei. Yainami niftere pas. The only way to learn like Rashi is to say that you're soaking. That's what Tosis writes in Hilchas Dvarim Haboim. So on the fifth wide line, they lefarish lepirush akunz yainami niftere pas kishar pita by yain kama, that you're soaking the bread in the wine. God. So they said, who says? The whole Ashkan Shivar Chol Abinyan said, whoever heard that you say Bar Piagofen there? They think it's not true. They think the din is not correct. You wouldn't say Bar Piagofen. According to Rashi, that's the only way to read the Gemara. Thank you. Yeah. So the Gemara says the Yes Ben Zayim, Anachem Al, the Yes Ben Zayim, a question. Why is it that in all other beverages that you have in the middle of the meal, you don't say a bracha? It's all covered with the Hamoitzi. And the one and only exception to the rule is Yayin. Why should that be so? So he says, no, Shaini Yayin. Yayin is the different story. The Gorim Bracha Liatzma. That's the top line on Mem Beis Amenala. What do you mean Gorim Bracha Liatzma? How do you translate the words? Gorim Bracha Liatzma. So here there are two Perushim. Rashi gives you a pshat here, the top Rashi on Mem Beis Amenala. And we had the top Rashi on Mem Amud Beis, same Rashi. He says every so often you say Bar Pi HaGofen when you say Kiddush Avdalah at a Bris at a Sheva Brachas. You're not really even interested in drinking the wine. The Chama Mistaken Bar Pi HaGofen as a Bichas Sheva. Not only as a Bichas Hanen and as a Bichas Hasheva. So that's what the Gemara is according to Rashi. That's what the Gemara is answering now. When you say Dvar Maboy Machmas Hasuda, don't require a bracha, that's don't require Bichas Hanenin. But to recite Bar Pi HaGofen over wine is not only B'toris Bichas Hanenin. Sometimes you recite the Bar Pi HaGofen even if you're not interested in drinking wine at all. It's a Bichas Hasheva. So even in the middle of the meal, it's covered with Hamoitzi. There's no problem of Asa Lohanis Maralam Azeb Loi Bracha. Still got to say the Bar Pi HaGofen B'toris Bichas Hasheva. That's how Rashi translates. Gorim Bracha Liatzmo. We sometimes have to say Bar Pri HaGofen, even though we're not really interested in drinking at all. That's how Rashi writes. Bekama mekamus ubom vrochem olav Bar Pri HaGofen heistis. Afa bishaloh yitzirichem l'shtayos. Even though I'm not really interested in drinking. So the Bar Pri HaGofen is sometimes recited with Torah Shevach Vahidoy. Tosis quotes a different pshat, the Rashba. In the bottom Tosis, the Memalef and the base, the middle, the third line. Third line of the Tosafot, they quote, that's not the Rashba, the Ramban's Talmud. Tosafot didn't have any contact with that Rashba. It's a different, the Rash Mishans, is known as the Rashba. The Rashba Bala Tosafot, Rashba Pirish. Mishum the Tzorch Levorach Alayayim, he's learning not like Rashi. Tosafot says, Pirish Rashi, first he quote Rashi about Kiddush and Avdol and Bichas Seris and Bichas Nisuin. And they say, the Rash Mishans has a different shot. That what? On all fruits you say bar prihoitz. On all fruit juices you say sha'akal nebedvara, except for wine. Wine is neither here nor there. You don't say bar prihoitz, and you don't say sha'akal nebedvara. Wine is garim bracha liatzma, because it's in the state of wine. The Chachamim considered it such an important thing. They were kaveh, a separate bracha of bar pri hagofen. That's the Rash Mishan's pirush. Mishum d'tzorch bar al-chayan bar pri hagofen. Before he made it into wine, the bracha was bar pi'eitz, and in all other fruits is also bar pi'eitz, and all other fruit juices are shahakol, and this is not ha'eitz, and it's not shahakol. It's in ganzen a new, from outer space, a new bracha. So that shows the hashivas of wine. That's why it's not covered with the hamoitz. Okay, probably means the same as Rashi. Pashta says it means the same as Rashi. The we left out on Omid Beis, we left out Pliga de Rabchia. Who is Pliga de Rabchia? All of these Amaroim, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes, all of them say that if you eat fruits in the middle of the meal, it's not covered with the Hamoitzi, because the Rama Bom Shalom Machmas Asudim. So that's all a disagreement with Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya has been outvoted, and we don't follow Rav Chiya. The Amar Rav Chiya, Pas Pateras Kol Min HaMachal, Pas covers everything. You never say a bracha on anything. If say a moitzi in the beginning of the meal, and benching at the end, the Pas covers everything. So we don't accept Rav Chiya's statement. That's why there's no tzion on the first line of Rav Chiya. Then Rav Chiya has two parts. He says, Pas Pateras Kol Min HaMachal, Yayin Paita Kol Min HaMashkin. So if we don't accept the first half, so maybe we shouldn't accept the second half. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. So Tosis writes, the Tosis on Mem Aleph and Beis, Yayin Paita Kol Min HaMashkim. He goes, Yayin Below Suda. I mean, he's having a drinking party. He didn't wash until Diba Hadi Pas, if he's in the middle of a meal. So what do you have to say? You don't say Brach on the soda because he said Bor Pia Gofen on the wine. You don't say Brach on the soda because he said Amoitzi Lachmano, it's on the bread, because the Pas part is everything. If he's drinking the wine in the middle of a meal with bread, ibahadi pas together with bread, they will the patale pas. What do you say that the bar piragof and on the wine pot is the soda, the amoti on the bread pot is the soda? Fili yai nami rotzalam sefer. The Gemara had a havamina coming up when the yes ben zayma. The sefer is the Gemara. The text of the Gemara, the students yes ben zayma, the potter. You shouldn't have to say bar piragof and not for the fact that it's kaveh bracha liatzma. So soda in the middle of the meal is covered with hamoitzi. And the mar below suda. Then Tosis concludes, and we don't pass like anything Rav Chiya said. Just like the first line is not accepted. Tosis, we don't follow anything that he says. That's this Tosis. Then you get later, Tosis says, not so. Tosis says, we do follow, you don't accept the first half of Rav Chiya, that Pas Paiter is called Minimach, but the second half, no one ever disagreed. Pliga de Rav Chiya, the first half of Rav Chiya was under dispute. The second half was not under dispute. So that's what Tosis on the next daf is going to say, that the top Tosis on Mem Beis Amin Aleph. So Tosis, Hash the Yayin Paiter called Minimashkin. They're accepting the second half of Rav Chiya's din. That's what the Rosh writes also, like the later Tosis. Even though we don't accept the first line of Rav Chiya, but the second line was never under dispute, so the second line we do accept that Yayin Paita Kol Minei Mashkim. You don't say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. You say on the Yayin, you say a bracha. On the Shah Minei Mashkim, you don't say a bracha.
Isn't that strange? It has nothing to do with making perfect a goffin and drinking orange juice.
Right. Yeah, so Tosis has to give an explanation. The Gemara never explained it. So Tosis says, just like if you say Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz, it's not a real liquor in Tofel. If you would have done like Rashi, eating the bread, eating a tuna fish sandwich, so then it's Mam Shikr in Tofel. But Tosis said, that's a Mishnah Mem Dalet. And here's a Mishnah, Birch ala Pas Patas HaPaperis, means you're not eating it together. It's another din, that the bread is more important than everything else, a different kind of liquor in Tofel. So here also, that since the yayin is so important, yayin poite kol min mashkim, fishika mashke hu rosh l'chol min mashkim. It's so much more important, so it's like an ikir metofel. Kachu ho ikir, the heim tfeilim lo, like all other food is tofel to hamoitzi, so all other beverages are tofel to the wine. If they're having a drinking party, and they're sitting and drinking, they have a bottle of wine, and then someone brings some beer, and then someone brings some soda, and so on. So since they're all drinking together, the kvias is on the wine, so it's like an ikar and tofel. Just like bread is an ikar and tofel, even though you're not eating it together. So the wine is also an ikar and tofel. Okay, basically we got up to the top line on Mem Beis Amin Aleph. Okay, all the Tosis we read. So we'll read it tomorrow. I'd like to start from the top line, Rav Huna Ochal. And go right there.
Most of these things.
According to Rashi, yeah. If you're not eating it with the bread, you have to say bracha on everything. You don't follow the Rashi, yeah.